A great, beautiful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I hope that each and every one of you has found your special quiet place for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. Today, as always, our inspiration is simply shh. That means we have so much noise throughout our week. It clouds our judgment. It just takes up a lot of space in our minds. And then, of course, that leads to the domino effect. And before you know it, we have headaches, we don't feel well, we become stressed. So today, it's all about the silence. This is a bit of our silence series. And if you hear our music playing in the background, I've gone back to one of my favorites. This is Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker. So find your quiet spot. You're either lying down or you're seated, eyes closed, and just breathe. Inhale. Make sure that your eyes are closed. Now exhale. All of that noise that you've carried around in your head, in your heart, and in your soul is going to affect your spirit. So today, we're going to pick up that infamous virtual hammer, and all of those woes are just mere mirror images of the past. So lift that hammer, and I want you to swing that hammer towards each and every mirror of the past. Swing the hammer. Break that mirror. Break that cycle. Eyes closed. You're either lying down or you're in a seated position. Hands are either at your side or they are on your lap. Breathe deeply. Inhale. Wield that hammer. Break anything in the mirrors of the past that have held you back. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let it all go. If you need the healing power of water, you know what you need to do. Cry it out. Cleanse your soul. Cleanse your body. Heal your mind, heart, and spirit. No one else is going to do this. Sure, we can go to the doctor and get all types of medications that help one problem and poison us in another way. These are the small things that we can do to help ourselves, and it's amazing what 15 minutes of you time can do to help you make it through another week. Just keep your eyes closed and listen to the music. Let it all go. This is our time. I'm here with you. We're together for our 15 minutes of stress busting, relief, and release. No one can do this for you but you. Thank you. Keep your eyes closed. Look at everything that's caused you problems last week. Look at it for the last time. Wield your hammer. Break that mirror with the reflections of the past. Let it go. You cannot take on much more stress, much more burden than you're carrying around now. So let it go. Keep breathing. Keep crying. Keep cleansing your soul. If someone wronged you, don't carry around that hatred. You have to forgive them and let it go, because odds are they have moved on to someone else. Let it go, because it's only eating you away. Some people love to make other people miserable. That way they don't feel as though they're alone in their own miserable existence. Just breathe. Breathe. Inhale deeply. Take in this fresh, positive air. Exhale that warm negativity. Inhale. Now exhale. The holidays are coming, so these next 2 months are about healing and taking care of ourselves. You know, they say that so many negative things happen during the holidays because so many of us are more depressed during these times. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be here with you. If you need to come and sit and listen, we'll have our own virtual Thanksgiving. We'll have our own virtual Christmas. Whatever holiday you celebrate, you will not be alone. This December 21st will be my 1 year anniversary of my divorce from the person who managed to destroy everything I spent a lifetime to build. But I'm going to be okay. In a year's time, I'm still not where I need to be, but I'm still holding on, and I'm still surviving. And I know that someday, the man above will show me the way back to where he intends for me to be. I have to believe that, and you should believe it too, that things will work out for you as well. Just relax. And just remember, I know what it's like to be on the top, and I know what it's like to be at the bottom. So our inspirational quote of the day is Proverbs chapter 19. That is, the poor that walketh in his integrity, than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Wealth, this is verse 4. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. And sometimes you're going to feel that way. So many times I've heard people say that when they had everything, people were coming to them for anything and everything. But the minute that they became down and out, there was no friend or family in sight. Hold on to your true self. Do not allow anything or anyone to change you. You are special. And just remember, each of us was born on this earth with a specific destiny. Many of us will live, exist, and die without fulfilling that goal. Many of us think that getting married, getting a job, raising a family, that's destiny. No, that's what you're supposed to do. That's your obligation, if that's what you choose to do, because God gave us something called free will. That's your obligation to raise those children, to be a good spouse and partner and friend. Your destiny is totally different. This is my destiny, to have my nonprofit and to do the Healing Through Hurt talk radio series. And by the way, Healing Through Hurt talk radio airs 2 times a week. The regular Healing Through Hurt talk radio show airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Matter of fact, next week, Senator Saturday. Yes, I'm bringing that back. You know, and the inspiration for next week will be girls just want to have fun, but do not take that literally. Well, maybe you can. It's a very raw discussion about women and why we are allowing ourselves to become something other than ladies. We're stealing our sisters, mothers, cousins, neighbors, men, and then we wonder why they call us out of our names. It's a candid conversation about the dynamics of why so many women, young and old, sinners and Christians alike, are starting to just accept and take any man that shows them interest. And of course, it could be a topic for men to chime in on as well. But that's this coming Saturday, November 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So put that on your calendar. And on the 19th, we have Diana Rapp as our guest. She's the author of Healing with Words, A Writer's Cancer Journey. So we're going back to our roots, to doing what we do best. We're going to have topics that most people do not want to talk about. And as always, if you'd like to reach us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And as you know, the Sunday Morning Meditation and Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio are sponsored by The Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a Maryland-based 501c3 nonprofit. Before we go, as always, I want to do my usual. Pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been wearing upside down, but most of all, enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way this week and beyond. And of course, you may find us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation. Just type in Healing Through Hurt and you'll find us there. Great place to keep up with us. And on Twitter, we are Wall_Foundation. So until next time, we're going to end these last few seconds with Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker. You be blessed. You have a beautiful, beautiful week. And remember, you're not alone.